It's the tragedy. It's the emotional tragedy, the emotional impact that gets us. The tragedy, if it were real, we assume it's real at first, and the tragedy, and then how dare you if you question that? JFK, 9/11, COVID, right? Oh, it's a tragedy. You can't question tragedy. The fake shootings. It's all about emotional manipulation, but the intense trauma and tragedy, that feeling people have, makes it impossible for them to question the official narrative or to engage any type of analysis or to even question it, to even look into it. That emotional trauma prevents people from even considering looking into it. That's what we're seeing now. That's the blindness. And it's always been the case. It's the same for every deception and every narrative they have. It's based on some intense tragedy, and which is really an emotional trauma. Maybe this is MK Ultra. Maybe that's what this is for all of us. And then if you question the narrative, people have a wall. They can't question the narrative because of the trauma. They've been traumatized. Can't you see? This is a tragedy. How you can't question the tragedy. It's such so tragic. People dying. There's 95-year-old people dying in a nursing home from COVID. Put on your mask. Take the injections. You can't question these things. You just can't. It does not compute. So that's how they do it. The Ukraine. Oh, look at the refugees. Putin, he's evil. He bombed a nursing home and a hospital with newborn babies. He's evil. It's a tragedy. The Holocaust. It's a tragedy. And so people can't even look at the evidence. They can't even conceive of looking at evidence. They don't want to look at the evidence because it's a tragedy. That's how they do it. And then even with some of these other things, it's an amazing thing. The moon landing is so amazing. It's so great. You can't question that because it's great. So again, it's emotional manipulation, even for these good things. Oh, it's the space shuttle. It's amazing. It's Elon Musk flying cars in space. It's amazing. SpaceX. But the fake shootings, Las Vegas, right? There was like a video of nighttime with the sound of gunfire. It proves nothing. Because as I know, because I make videos, you can add sounds in. You could add any sound you want. I put sounds of horses in my videos sometimes, or whatever. There's no actual horses in my office. It's a sound effect. You can do video effects. And see, their deceptions are not really that good. That's another point. Point number two. So point number one is the trauma prevents most people from even questioning the narrative at all. They just assume it's real because otherwise they couldn't be traumatized, right? Point two is that their deceptions are not actually that good. If you can get beyond the trauma, if you can be detached from the emotional trauma of the narrative, you'll see that the actual deceptions are not that sophisticated or that good. They're just good at the trauma. They're really good at the trauma. That's why they repeat it over and over and over and over and over. Repetition of trauma, repetition of panic. But their actual deception, 9/11 was pretty good at first, but all you got to do is put it in slow motion and you'll see that the airplane didn't break apart. And more importantly, the windows on the building did not get broken, or even the walls did not get broken, the steel beams. The airplane's inside the building, but the glass behind it is still intact. There's no broken glass. How can an airplane fly through a building without breaking the glass? So, you know, it would be like throwing a baseball through a window in your house, but the window doesn't break. But somehow the baseball flew through the window into your house. You know, it's impossible. And this is video special effects, right? So it's, you know, in my very first reaction to 9/11, to be honest, was I thought it was fake. I'm talking the initial split second when I first watched it. My friend called me up. He said, dude, turn on the TV. You won't believe it. So I turned it on. He didn't tell me what it was. I just turned it on the TV. And then I thought it was a Die Hard movie or something, you know. I actually thought it was a movie because I just saw the burning building, the explosion. I thought, like, Die Hard was on TV or something, you know. I didn't. Like, why did my friend call me up to tell me to watch Die Hard? And then I realized it was the news in the World Trade Center, and then the trauma set in. See how that works, right? Because back then I didn't understand these things, right? So I was deceived by 9/11. But if I think back, my first thought was that it was fake, and then I had to disregard that thought once the narrative kicked in. It took a few years, maybe even 5 years, for me to. You know, and I wasn't really focused on solving that puzzle or anything, but after about 5 years, I started reading books, mainly about the official story, but some of those books talked about, they were trying to debunk the conspiracy theories, and that's when I realized, you know, a lot of those conspiracy theories were pretty wacky, and those were probably just controlled opposition to try to lead us off the trail, but then eventually, I thought, well, there's something to, you know, the more I looked into the official story, the more I saw it didn't make any sense at all. And then I was able to kind of, you know, I saw some videos and stuff that explained the video, the way the video special effects worked with those airplane shots. And, you know, then I realized no airplanes crashed on that day, and it was the media. It wasn't just, you know, the government's in on it. It was the media's in on it. And that's when I realized, you know, that we're living in the Truman Show. So anyway, I was just about to go to sleep, and I was just kind of sitting there thinking, and I was thinking about these things. So I thought I better get it down on, better record. I'm just recording this on my phone right now. Maybe I'll even upload this as a little video, you know what I mean, instead of re-recording it later with a proper microphone and stuff. I just had to get this out because it was very clear in my head. And I know, you know, we all kind of know this stuff, and I know this stuff, and you know this stuff, but it just became very clear to me how it all works. It's like they have this down to a science. So we can expect more trauma. It's trauma. They manipulate our emotions, but it's even stronger. I think the word trauma, they traumatize us to the point of blindness. That's why these people are blind around us. They've basically been put through MK Ultra type of conditioning. And I guess that's what they call mass formation psychosis. You know what I mean? They have it down to a science. So that's what it is. Like when I try to talk to my mother about this stuff, or my former coworkers, or anything like that, it's just like you might as well be talking to the wall, right? That's what it is. They've been traumatized, and therefore it must be real because these feelings were real, right? I felt the trauma, therefore it must be real because that feeling is real, and it is real, right? That's real. So what they're doing is creating a real emotional reaction. So we think the whole thing is real. The emotional feeling is real, but the thing that we are reacting to is fake. And then we associate our real emotions with a real event. So, so those feelings were real. The trauma is real. People feel this trauma, and it just, this panic, and they kind of just go blank. Their mind shuts off. And so they wear their mask. They get the injection. They get the blood clot. People around them still can't see, right? Because the trauma makes them think the whole thing must be real. They're living in a world of panic and trauma. and COVID. They think COVID is all around them. COVID, my friend, is blowing in the wind. But somehow, if you put a mask on, it's not blowing in the wind anymore. It's insane, right? It's crazy. If everyone around you gets jabbed, it goes away.
Yeah, so we can expect them to continue doing this until the Messiah returns, right? Because that's deception. That's their main weapon, deception. And we have to put on the armor of God so that we're not deceived. And they got some stuff up their sleeves. That's what they do, right? These are professionals. You know, 9/11 was a surprise, right? COVID was a surprise too, really, right? There's a surprise. So there's a surprise and there's a trauma. And so the next one, expect to be surprised. Like maybe no one knows, none of us have figured out what the next one's going to be yet, maybe, right? We always think we got it figured out what they're going to do next, but then they'll throw a curveball or something. And basically for me, it's almost like I just totally distrust anything I see in the media. And especially when there's a trauma and all this excitement and panic and concern and propaganda, when it's just blanketed, you know, the gaslighting, right? I've been, you know, the gaslighting. I first recognized gaslighting with the Bruce Jenner. That was like 1 year of nonstop gaslighting for Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, that whole thing. I was like, whoa, why don't they just shut up about this? This is not a big deal. But they kept going on and on. And that's when I realized there's something going on with this topic, right? Something strange is going on. And then I saw other strange things and other strange things. Then I said, oh, I guess I'd better start making videos about this stuff because not too many people are talking about this. Yeah, so what's next? What's next? It almost doesn't matter what it is, really. It doesn't matter what the next deception is, but it's going to involve trauma and surprise and fear and panic and control and all that kind of stuff, right? It's always the same kind of thing. It's the problem and the solution, right? Or the, what do they call it? The synthesis and whatever. They have some fancy words for it I can't think of right now. But it's all really a war against humanity and keep us in fear and to try to get us to worship the beast, really, right? To try to get us to worship the beast. One day there will be no more deception because Satan will be thrown into the lake of fire, right? With all his friends, both human and otherwise, some other species. Someday this will all be over.
So what you just heard was me leaving a voice message to myself, really to just try to work out some ideas. And I thought, well, I'll just upload that in the video because it covered a lot of stuff anyway. And so that was last night. And then this morning, I did a quick search on trauma-based mind control. It's not just deception or even, oh, they manipulate us with fear. It's stronger than that, and it's organized, it's planned. And really, this should be illegal. I mean, this is like a deliberate, tried-and-tested method of manipulating people through trauma-based mind control. You know, this takes simple deception to a whole new level. It's a system. It works, right? They do certain things and they get a certain result on the population. And they're doing this deliberately and they know that it's going to work in advance. They're very good at this. Whatever the next big event is, it will be based on trauma-based mind control. So I think we can really start to kind of systematically identify when they are using trauma-based mind control. And it might even be as simple as any time you turn on the TV, but more specifically, it will start out with a surprise, you know, like a surprise attack or some kind of terrible thing where people die or there's great danger. And it's almost unthinkable, you know, like a worldwide pandemic or a terrorist attack or a shooting, somebody, you know, a mass shooting. Some crazy guy just shot a bunch of strangers for no reason. in a school or a shopping mall or whatever. Oh, it's so terrible. And then there's this reaction that people have, which is a trauma. And people experience that trauma as if the event were real, so they think the event is real because their emotional response to it was real. So anyway, let's just read this to see what they have to say. Trauma-based mind control programming 101, also called MKUltra mind control programming or Monarch mind-controlled programming. Mind control programming basics. Trauma-based mind control programming can be defined as systematic torture that blocks the victim's capacity for conscious processing. Systematic torture that blocks the victim's capacity for critical thinking, right? Conscious processing. People don't really know what just happened, right? That's why you get that kind of mental brain fog. It's from the trauma-based mind control. It's not from a virus. Terror. The terrorists are just a part of the trauma-based mind control. They don't actually exist. There are no actual terrorists. Through pain, terror, drugs, illusion, sensory deprivation, sensory overstimulation, oxygen deprivation. Ah, yeah. Sound familiar? Cold, heat, spinning, brain stimulation, and often near death. And then employ suggestion and or classical and operant conditioning consistent with well-established behavioral modification principles. So they traumatize us with the fake event, and they implant thoughts and directives and perceptions in the unconscious mind, often in newly formed trauma-induced dissociated identities. This article is probably talking mainly about individual cases, right, where they take one person and put them through the MKUltra program. But really, with the television and the mass media, internet, and all this stuff, they can do this on an entire population and on the entire world. That's what they just did to us over the last 2 years. The entire world was put through an MKUltra trauma-based mind control programming to force the victim to do, feel, think, or perceive things for the purpose of the programmer. People did a lot of things. People felt a lot of things. They thought things, and they perceived things that they were basically programmed to do, feel, think, and perceive, right? We all witnessed this. And we couldn't break them out of it. That's the frustrating thing, right? We couldn't break them out of it. It's like, dude, wake up. No, they can't. The objective is for the victim to follow directives with no conscious awareness. To follow directives with no conscious awareness without thinking about it. Just put on the mask. Don't think about it. Put on the mask. I'm still surrounded by people like this, by the way. Including execution of acts in clear violation of the victim's moral principles, spiritual convictions, people wearing the mask at church, getting the injections in order to walk in the church, right? There's a lot of churches had vaccine mandates. My college I graduated from, which was kind of affiliated with the Lutheran Church a little bit, the students and teachers had to have 3 injections in order to go to school there or to work there. I was fired from a university recently for not taking the mark of the beast. Execution of acts in clear violation of basic common sense, like cutting off your oxygen supply. Installation of mind control programming relies on the victim's capacity to dissociate, which permits the creation of new walled-off personalities to hold and hide programming. Interesting. Creation of new personalities. I've witnessed this. People I've known for a long time have changed. And I notice a lot of shame, from my perspective. I suspect that people have this kind of shame. I guess, they're hiding behind the mask. So then the mask creates a safe space. In fact, one of my former colleagues at the university even said that. He said that he feels safe when he has the mask on. He likes the mask, and without the mask, he feels naked. He said something like that. He feels like there's something missing when he's not wearing his mask. This is a guy with a PhD telling me this. Mind control programming has been installed below the level of consciousness of the mind of the victim.
the programming deliberately creates dissociative identity disorder, DID, also known as multiple personality disorder. Whoa. It installs memory blocks in the victim's mind that the victim has no memory nor awareness of being programmed and used unless the victim has been deprogrammed. Okay, so I think what we can do now that we've identified the problem, we can start to work on deprogramming, you know, and that is something that people who have been in cults and stuff, there is a method. So the good news is that there is a method of deprogramming people from mind control. The first step is really to separate the victim from the controllers. Just let the person get away from their handlers and their controllers, get away from the daily messaging, the daily propaganda, the daily reminders of what they're supposed to believe now. You just separate them, even for as short as a week or so, and then they start to come back to their senses. You know, they start to remember who they really are. Because like we just saw here, it creates a new identity. So maybe these people around us who believe the official narrative have a different personality. And you hear that so much, and I personally have witnessed this. So here, look at this. The next stage looks pretty heavy. Mind control is total slavery. Total slavery. Those entities who programmed the mind-controlled victims are modern-day slave masters. This is harsh, man. Modern-day slave masters who view and treat the victims as their total possessions. Yeah, that sounds about right, doesn't it? A mind control programmed victim is used as a piece of property that has been totally stripped away of all human rights and dignity. We're all basically born into slavery, or at least they view us as slaves from birth, and our job is to pay taxes that are used to pay off the interest to the Federal Reserve Bank. So it's really the Federal Reserve Bank and whoever owns that, that they control the world, basically, and we pay them. We pay them for the privilege of using their money. We have to pay them back with interest. And then, of course, they take taxes for all these other lame excuses, fake wars, fake space programs, fake research and development. And it's all used against us. We're basically all farm animals. And we have been our whole life. But now it's like obvious, right? Now they're not even hiding it. And the eyes of these entities, there you go, that's a good word for them, right? The principalities and powers and the humanoids who work for them. The victim's only reason to exist is to be owned, controlled, and used for the benefits of these slave masters. So this applies to individuals who are brainwashed by cults or the CIA or whatever, but this now applies to the entire population of the world. Slaves who are owned and controlled by slave masters. And then you got the digital currency coming out to kind of seal the deal, right? Digital currency and all that stuff will basically mean that the slave masters, which they call entities here, will basically have the keys to every door on Earth. Every door on Earth, including your house, your car, your office, whatever. So think of your keychain. The permission to open or close a door or to walk through any entryway will be decided by the government or these entities, the controllers, the corporate fascist elite entities, based on your compliance. So our homes have become prisons that they control. Anything we do is now a privilege granted to us by the slave owners. You know, you drink a glass of water because they let you. You eat a piece of fruit, it's because they let you eat that, and you had to earn it through your compliance as a slave. And it's all because of trauma-based mind control. I mean, it's already that way, right? You got to put on the mask, or they won't let you in, right? I haven't been able to go in anywhere for 2 years. And then it'll be, you want to walk in the store? Well, your digital ID will determine if you can walk in that store or not. Did you have the proper injections like a good farm animal? Farm animals are castrated. Farm animals are bred, controlled breeding. Farm animals are slaughtered. The population of farm animals is maintained. They're not allowed to roam freely. Let's continue reading. Mind-controlled programming has been widely spread across the world. The following are typical candidates of mind control program slaves: politicians, government leaders and key personnel, military leaders and key personnel, financial industry leaders, influential academic or research personnel. The goal is for the entities to control the world's politics, military, economy, and research. In the eyes of these controlling entities, what a great word. If you are of any importance to their agenda to control the world, they simply cannot afford to not control you. So a lot of these government leaders, you know, the World Economic Forum Young Leaders Program was a trauma-based mind control program. Think about these so-called androgyne celebrities and political leaders. For example, if one of these androgynous idols is born male, but they're raised as female from birth, basically from birth. And they're also, I believe, they're also sexually abused at a very young age as children, you know, like 5 years old. So you have a boy who's dressed like a girl being sexually abused by adults. And then these people grow up to be famous movie stars or political leaders, whatever. So they're very, very traumatized people. And it probably is possible, theoretically possible, for them to go through some deprogramming. Theoretically possible, but practically quite difficult to achieve, I'm sure. But then they, in turn, go on to abuse other people, right? And you see that a lot, right? People who were abused as children go on to abuse other children, and the cycle continues. Children are easily programmed and can be used for child sex trafficking, kind of what I just talked about, right? Drug trafficking, intelligence gathering, etc. They can also be programmed to be a sleeper slave that can be invoked later during special circumstances by the programmers. Yeah, celebrities. And then we got victims with special traits that can be used for military or genetic research purpose. These victims include, but are not limited to, victims from particular races that can be used by the military's intelligence gathering purpose is Chinese, Russians, etc. Victims who possess special genetic traits, special DNA type, right? They've been gathering people's DNA information for a long time. Bloodlines, heritage, etc. that can be used for genetic experiments. Ah, like an mRNA injection that you have to make an appointment for. So they may have a special package waiting for you, a special injection just for you. Or victims that can generate huge profits to the entities, victims with attractive appearances, advanced intelligence, special psychic abilities. Entertainment industry performers. This group of victims is used to influence the media, generate profit, and simply for the benefit of the slave masters. Wow, so these celebrities are like circus animals. They're like thoroughbred horses, right? They're just horses. Are breeding humans just like they breed horses. And when you breed horses, you control the breeding. And some horses are used only for breeding purposes. They're the master breeders. Studs, right? They call them studs, I think. The offspring are expected to win the race. It's all about breeding. It's the same with humans. New type of mind control programming. Mind control programming has been evolved to utilize very advanced technologies and like your iPhone, and has been applied to not only generational Illuminati bloodlines, but to the general public. New type of torture-based mind control. Utilize nanochip technology for remote neural control, remote access, and programming. Implanted chips, injected chips, voice-to-skull, V2K, subliminal sound, etc., frequencies. Utilize super advanced technology, often hidden from public awareness, like the 5G towers, although we kind of know they're there, for physical access and abductions. Many trauma-based mind control victims are also military abductees, invisible cloak, teleportation clone, etc., secret space program. Well, I don't know about that. New technology enables remote control of soul slavery and astral traveling and dream manipulation. Well, now it's getting kind of weird. So basically, we live in a world, the entire earth is full of mind-controlled slaves. Now, most of them have been injected, like the real serious cases, and a lot of them still wearing the mask and all this stuff. And so how do we survive, you know? You know, we could overthrow the government and start a new government and stuff, but it would still get messed up. The same things would happen, you know, because of human nature. human nature is basically evil, I think. But what we're facing here is a world. I mean, how do you get out of this? You know what I mean? I mean, this is pretty crazy stuff. This is like invasion of the body snatchers kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, how am I going to survive? I can't even get a job. I got my guitar. COVID, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The COVID is blowing in the wind. The COVID, my friend.
That's all, folks. Thanks for watching, and see you next time. Waiting and watching for the return of the Messiah.